This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And he's in studio like he always enjoys coming in studio, hanging out with us. Yes, the one, the only, Stephen Silton, sports and business attorney from Colson O'Connor, joining us here in studio here on The Lake Show. Look, I just want to dive right in because we got a couple of segments, and I think we've got some talkers this week. We've got some talkers here. And I wanted to start in the NFL because you were over in London. We're going to get to that trip here in the second segment. But I want to ask you about this situation with Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon. All right, so let me set this up. Jonathan Gannon, who is the Arizona Cardinals head coach, he was fined $100,000 for a sideline altercation with running back Amari DeMarcado. So this is what happened. DeMarcado did the dumb move that I don't know why these NFL players continue to do it, even college players. When they're right about to cross the goal line of scoring a touchdown, they drop the ball. Like, that's not even a celebration. It's just super dumb to do. Why do it? Well, he broke open a 72-yard run that was going to be a clear touchdown. And right when he got to the goal line, he dropped the ball. So what happens? They review it. They look at it because all scoring plays get reviewed.
Yep.
It was deemed that it was a touchback. They don't get the touchdown. The opposing team gets the ball on the 20. So, and the Cardinals end up losing the game. But after that,
and they were winning the game by a large margin at that time.
They were winning the game. So this is during the game. This is not post game, but during the game on the sideline. DeMarcado he's bummed out because he made a dumb mistake, right? He's got teammates that are a couple of linemen standing right next to him, trying to calm him down, trying to be like, dude, that was dumb, but just chill out, hang in there. We're going to lock it down. We're going to win this game, trying to cheer him up, right? Jonathan Gannon, the head coach, is livid, which he should be livid, but he walked over. He was giving the running back a piece of his mind. And the moment that he takes a step to step away, he punches in the stomach running back Amari DeMarcado. My question to Stephen Silton is this. Could an NFL player sue a coach for punching them, or I don't want to use the word assault. Maybe it is assault. But could that NFL player sue the coach for punching them during that game?
Yes, probably could sue the team as well. I mean, there's no assumption of the risk of getting hit on the sideline, right? He wasn't in the field to play, right? Like, the big question...
So he's on the bench, yes.
Right? The big question actually is, and this goes back to Bountygate when, you know, that the NFC Championship game, right? Could a player like a Sidney Rice, who we all remember was seriously injured in that game, and was the guy who injured him was paid a bounty, could that be an assault, even though Sidney Rice actually assumed the risk of playing football? But this player did not assume a risk on sitting on the sideline. I mean, I would go a step further. I'm wondering if the attorney in Arizona is looking at this for a potential felony assault. I mean, you're not allowed to.
You're talking about the attorney general?
No, the county attorney.
Oh, the county attorney. Okay.
Right? Who would be the charging? I mean, it that could be a criminal act. You're not allowed to hit somebody, right? I mean, you know, it there's a little bit of kind of course of dealing here of mm-hmm. kind of what, you know, is normal in football. I mean, we've all played. We both grew up playing football. We had coaches that, you know.
And we know it's a violent sport.
And it's a violent sport. Yeah, yep. And it's emotional. And sometimes coaches would put their hands on you in not in a physical way. You know, but this, you know, you showed me the clip in the break. I mean, that's not what occurred here. This was an actual punch. I mean, I think it's smart that the league's getting out in front of this, is fining him.
Well, he got fined by the team $100,000, I think.
Yeah, and I
actually said when this came up earlier, and I'm curious about your thoughts on here, I actually thought that he should have been suspended for a game.
You probably should have.
Because if it was the other way around, of course, if the player punched the coach, he's getting fined and suspended.
You would think so, for sure.
I mean, imagine if Antonio Brown punched Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
He'd be cut. And quite frankly, I think what you're bringing up is assault charges. I think there would be assault charges.
I think there would be assault charges for sure. But, you know, this happens in sports more often, and it generally doesn't lead to assault charges. Remember when Draymond Green hit Jordan Poole? Remember when...
That was player on player, which I think is viewed differently.
But who was the... he was a Edelman, right? Who hit...
No. You're talking about Latrell Sprewell and...
PJ Carlissimo.
PJ Carlissimo, yes. So, you know, you've got these kind of volatile situations, and I think people allow it to play out in this situation in ways that you wouldn't in my profession. I mean, you know, I can't go in and hit the chairman of our law firm. Like, if I did that, he would de-equitize me, and it'd be the end of my legal career. You just can't do that. You know, it's an interesting kind of culture, right? But it's 2025. You just can't act like that. I mean, I think they're going to let it potentially cool down. Frankly, I'm surprised there hasn't been a lot more uproar on this, and there hasn't been.
Oh, it's been in the news the last couple of days.
Yeah, but if it continues to get momentum, that coach could wind up getting suspended. That coach could wind up, who knows? I mean.
I think we're past that. I don't think he's getting suspended. Well, it's Wednesday. If he hasn't been suspended by now, I don't think it's going to happen.
He should thank his lucky stars.
I think he should, too.
Yeah. I mean, I think these are one of these situations where the media, frankly, is determinative of his outcome.
But to be clear, if the player wanted to press the issue against his boss, the coach, he could.
Yeah, but that's always a bad idea.
A bad idea for the player,
right?
Yes. Because
like,
there's
bad
no winning
idea.
There. Like, you're on the team.
This goes back to the Brian Flores lawsuit, right? Like, when you're in the middle of a career, which is pretty lucrative, right? You know, sometimes the lawyer has got to say, you know what? You've got a claim here. This is a colorable claim. Yes, when it came to Flores, I think we talked about this. You know, he was discriminated against. I don't think of a doubt. That being said, he was, 45 years old? He's going to be a coach in the league for a long time. I mean, I think the Vikings, in some respects, have been the beneficiary of him not getting that head coaching job that, frankly, I think he would have got if he would not have commenced that lawsuit.
Well, by the way, what the heck is a holdup? Like, how many years does it take to investigate all this stuff? With the Flores lawsuit.
Well, the lawsuits go on forever. That's not the holdup. That's the legal system.
I know. I'm just like, jeez.
I know. I mean, and
he's going to be like on his second job by the time this.
I know.
This
well,
first
let's hope not. I mean, the good news is that, you know, we have the best defensive coordinator in the league, right? So, you know,
arguably.
I mean, arguably. I don't think there's any argument. I think.
Really?
Who's better?
Defensive coordinator. I love Brian Flores. He's amazing. That's a good question. He might be. I mean, there's other good defenses out there.
I'm not saying that we have the best defense. I'm just saying that what he's able to do with whatever pieces you put in front of him.
That's a good point.
Right? He's the best defensive coordinator. He has almost a college coach's mentality as it comes to talent, which is he looks at his talent and he says, how am I going to scheme with this talent?
Well, he is the next man up guy. Like,
yes.
Van Ginkle gets hurt, next man up.
I mean.
Anybody gets hurt, next man up.
I mean, look at his secondary. He's done this without really any.
Harrison Smith missed time.
Yeah.
No Cam Bynum. He moves on to Indianapolis. He's able to make a lot of things work.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. They spend two essentially high draft picks on secondaries. Both of them are complete busts, and he plugs the holes and just keeps playing, right? Like, there's no excuses. He's like, who knows if he, will be as successful of a head coach as he is a coordinator. But I arguably, and we've had some great defensive coordinators, right? Tony Dungy, Mike Tomlin, those were defense coordinators.
For sure.
He might be the best the Vikings have ever had in some respects.
He might be. That's a great point.
Yeah.
All right, I want to ask you about this Mark Sanchez situation. So the former NFL quarterback and currently sports analyst for Fox Sports, he does NFL coverage. He was in Indianapolis, Indiana this past weekend, and he was supposed to be doing the game on Sunday. Well, Mark Sanchez didn't do the game on Sunday because he was laid up in a hospital after getting stabbed. So, and now has since been charged with multiple felonies.
Six felonies.
And it just, which is astonishing. So there was a 69-year-old truck driver by the name of Perry Toll, who was seriously injured in a fight that prosecutors say was started by Sanchez. Toll yesterday, actually on Monday, filed a lawsuit seeking unspecified amounts in actual and punitive damages as well as attorney fees. The lawsuit accuses Sanchez of instigating a fight with Toll late Saturday night outside a downtown Indianapolis hotel, leading to, quote, severe permanent being disfigured, loss of function, and other injuries and emotional distress. Toll, after being assaulted, stabbed Sanchez several times in the fight, according to police. I've seen the pictures of Toll. He got beat up pretty good. He was covered in blood, slashes on his face. You could see, I don't know if you saw the video of Sanchez walking away from the incident down the street,
yes,
like holding himself, whatever, after being stabbed. So not only does Mark Sanchez, he was, I guess, at a bar. I don't know if he was high at all, but he was drunk out of his mind. And he started a fight with a guy that was just, I guess he was delivering something. He was at a loading dock, whatever. And Mark Sanchez just was out of his mind. Just, he picked a fight with the wrong dude. So he ends up in the hospital with stab wounds, and he, I would think, is going to lose his job at Fox. But the reason why I wanted to bring this to your attention is because Mr. Toll has added Fox in the lawsuit. Why would Fox be involved in this lawsuit? I don't get it.
Yeah, a lot to unpack here, not the least of which is I think that Mark Sanchez was trying to do something so goofy and notorious to make us forget the butt fumble, right? Like, he's no longer going to be known as the butt fumble guy. He's now going to be known as the tried to beat up a 69-year-old and got your butt kicked guy, which, frankly, is probably an improvement for Mark. I mean, as I can tell, my jet lag is leading to a sense of humor tonight. I should come in a little more punchy more often. I'm getting Chris twice tonight. I love it. But in all seriousness, about the lawsuit, first off, I'm always dubious when these lawsuits come out so quickly, right? Like, good lawyers take their time. Before they file a lawsuit, they actually contact the other side. They try to, because getting paid outside of litigation, if there's real damages, maximizes your recovery more often. Once you sue, essentially a lot of the air is deflated. And I don't know why you would name Fox News. I mean, Fox Sports.
I mean, that's
just bad lawyering. Like, it's just, there's
so
sloppy.
You think that Fox has nothing to be concerned
about? Nothing.
Like it's Sanchez that you have an issue with. That's not Fox.
I mean,
I'm trying to figure out what the rationale, why would his attorneys add Fox in?
I don't know. Because the attorneys are so excited they have, a celebrity defendant, and they're just so excited, right? Like, people lose their minds when it comes to athletes and celebrities, right? And they're super excited that Mark Sanchez is defendant. And I mean, on the couple of occasions when I actually had a claim against pro athletes, mm-hmm. the first thing you do is you call their agents, right? And the agents are usually, oh, okay, yeah. What can we do? Right? Like, what can I do to make this go away? Right? So Mark Sanchez has an agent who's handling his broadcasting and endorsement career, and he would have done anything to get rid of this. And by not doing that, they're minimizing
he's getting
the amount
fired,
of recovery.
Though.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and for sure he's going to get fired. His broadcasting career is over. I mean, this guy, think about it. His broadcasting career ended on that. I mean, his pro football career, I mean, he was arguably...
He was lucky to be alive.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, he could have gotten killed on this whole thing. He got his butt kicked by a 69-year-old, too. I mean, and he, like, dragged him out of the car. I mean, the whole incident sounds just incredibly goofy. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what he was doing. You know, whenever I see anything that goofy, I always, the first thing I think of, and you know this, is CTE, right? Like, rational people don't make these decisions.
It's silly. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the evolution of international football games. The Vikings just played back-to-back weekends overseas, and yes, Stephen Silton was there last weekend. We get to that next year on The Late Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Stephen Silton from Coles and O'Connor in studio. How many international games have you been to?
This is my fifth and sixth. I've been to every international game the Vikings have played.
So you went to the last two then, both this year or just one?
I went to two this year.
Oh, you went to both? Okay,
yeah,
so you
both
went to
both. Yeah, then there were. I'm trying to think. There was the original one was at Wembley. Then there was the one at Twickenham, and then. And maybe just five. Then two at Tottenham and one at Croke Park. So five.
All right. So talk to me about the evolution of the NFL in these international games and just the football globally.
Well, I just think it's fascinating. One thing that I really observed this time is how educated and smart the UK crowds are when it comes to NFL football. When I went to the first game, which I think was about 10 years ago in Wembley, it was definitely kind of, you know, unique and an oddity and the Brits just are fascinated by NFL football, but they didn't understand the game at all. You know, the big cheering came during extra points and field goals. They at the time they just loved any type of kicking. Obviously, their football, but they didn't understand kind of the intricacies of the game and essentially the game flow. And the cheering was very awkward. It was weird being at the game. When I was at Tottenham Stadium this year. First off, Tottenham is a full-on NFL stadium.
I mean, really?
It's gorgeous. It was built not only to play for the Hotspurs to play, but it was built for an NFL team. The sight lines are spectacular. The fan experience is just like, you know, any Class A NFL stadium. And the fans understand the game 100%. They are, you would believe you were in America watching the game. It's that good. And they understand the intricacies. They understand all the penalties and some of the vagaries that you really, you know, it's amazing how complicated of a game and American football really is.
It is, yeah.
And they've got it. I mean, this is
and the game is evolving too.
Yes.
Yeah. People are getting used to like we had on Dean Blandino. He's the Fox Sports rules analyst. We had him on last night. I'm talking to him about the kickoff zone thing.
Yes.
That was something I had to get like into last year, and it grew on me.
Well, and they all play fantasy sports. They're all, like, you speak to them, they all play fantasy sports, so they all understand everything about the game. I mean, England is ready for an NFL team, probably for two. I mean, I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet, and I think it's going to happen in the near future, and okay. I think it'll be a great evolution to football. I think it'll be great having teams over there. I think it'll slowly but surely expand to the entire continent, but I think, obviously, you know, England's the first place to start, and I think it'll be great. Obviously, the Vikings are a fan favorite. Well over 2/3 of the fans at Tottenham Stadium were Vikings fans, even though they were technically the away team.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and the Vikings, of course, just put on a first class show. It was absolutely great. Dublin was a little different. Croke Park.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, Croke Park is a Gaelic football, which I think it's like the combination of rugby, you know, kind of a combination of rugby and NFL football. But the field itself is massive. It's like 25% bigger than an NFL football stadium. So the sightlines at Croke Park were not great. We had good seats, but we were still probably, you know, 100 yards away from the action. It wasn't great to see. I mean, you know, Dublin is a drinking town. The bars are really what the pubs, yeah, the pubs, the people are lovely. Some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. I mean, reminding a lot of Wisconsin. I mean, Dublin's kind of the European Green Bay. Yes, Chris, it reminded me very much of Wisconsin. Every bar you're at, you talk to people and they're like, oh, you think this pub is great? There's another pub, you know, three blocks away you got to go to. And it was good. I don't need to run back to Dublin, but my daughter, as you know, lives in London as well. So it was great to see her.
I was going to say, what all did you guys do while you were there? You, your wife, your daughter. I mean, was there any shopping to be had or what?
We went to shopping.
Was it Harrods?
We did not go to Harrods. But
I've heard of it, never been.
Yeah, Harrods is amazing. It's, you know, the last of the huge, massive, multi-story retail stores. It's unbelievable.
What is there anything to compare it to over here?
It's like, I mean, my guess is it would have been like what Bergdorf Goodman would have been 30 years ago, right? It's got 8 stories, I believe. Every different story has a different kind of, you know, men's clothes, women's clothes. They've got a huge food court. I mean, the food court really, to me, is the best part of it. Everything else is so expensive. I mean, you see so many people. It's kind of like the mall for Europe is in some respects, but the Mall of America is here in the sense that you see, you know, these Middle Eastern families coming in with all their kind of bodyguards, and they're literally, you know, spending hundreds and hundreds and
so
hundreds
I'm not getting
thousands.
A deal when I go there.
You are not getting a deal. The other thing we did is a very good friend and client out of New York, a movie producer who produced a play based on the Jimmy Cliff movie, The Harder They Come. And he launched his play in New York. It didn't make it to Broadway, but he's rewritten it and relaunched it in London. Again, it's called The Harder They Come. Anyone who goes to London should definitely see this in the next month. And it's getting rave reviews in London. I mean, huge. It's the talk of London. And we went to see that. It was spectacular. And that was great. And I mean, the whole experience, again, just spending time with my daughter, obviously. Yeah. She's considering she's run away from my wife and myself.
That's awesome.
But she's doing great, pursuing a career in movies and making it happen.
So when's the last time she'd been home?
Well, she was here in April. My father-in-law actually retired from his teaching career at UMD Medical School, and my daughter came home to show up at his retirement party. She's coming for Thanksgiving, so I'm going to see her then.
Nice.
So we see her plenty. She's nice. It's all good. It's all good. I missed what I hear was unbelievable weather, 90 degrees on the weekend.
I wasn't here this past weekend. I was out of town. I was actually at an event. I got a chance to hang out with Dusty Baker, Jerry Manuel, Cito Gaston.
Cito Gaston?
Yeah.
What was this? This sounds exciting.
Unbelievable. It was an event that was put on by the Negro League Baseball Museum.
In Kansas City.
Uh-huh. And I'm blanking on who was the final. Willie Randolph.
Willie Randolph.
It was amazing.
Well, the Negro League Museum in Kansas City is one of the coolest things I've ever been to, right?
It's like, awesome.
It's really...
The actual event was at the Sheraton Crown Center Hotel.
Okay.
Because there's renovations and there's a whole lot of construction around the museum. And, like, there's a big, massive project. The museum's about to... Like, they're doing a whole new museum.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's quite the
It's super impressive. And what amazed me was, you know, growing up, the Negro Leagues obviously were gone, right, by the time. But you know, I still watched players that played in the Negro Leagues. Like Ernie Banks started in the Negro Leagues. Fergie Jenkins played 2 years in the Negro Leagues. I mean, it's incredible. And we've talked about this, the fact that they finally essentially transported the stats from the Negro Leagues into baseball as a whole, I think, has really done justice to some of the greatest players in the history of baseball.
Guess who I sat next to at the table? Because so I was at the Major League Baseball Players Association table.
Yep.
I sat next to Satchel Paige's daughter.
No way.
I swear to you. Like, unbelievable. I sat next to his daughter. It was unbelievable. I'm living right, man. I'm living right. I got pictures here with Cito Gaston and Dusty
and Willie Randolph.
Those
were Yankee teams. The Willie Randolph Yankee teams were the kind of the height of the Yankees.
Cito, Willie, Dusty. I mean, I had
and
a blast.
Satchel Paige's daughter. How old was Satchel Paige when he pitched his last game in the major leagues?
Well, how old was he when he pitched his first? Because as they were talking about it, there was speculation that he might have been like close to 50 when he pitched his first game. 50? I'm dead serious.
And he played 15 years or so. So you're telling me he played into his 60s?
Well, that's quite the story there. But realistically, he was well into his 40s, they're saying. When they look back and they talk like on his, I guess on his gravesite, his tombstone, there isn't a year in which he's born. It's only the year that he died.
I've got the greatest movie idea ever. Why wouldn't you do a sequel to The Field of Dreams with Negro League players that were never properly honored?
Well, I'm pretty sure there's probably been something done on the Negro Leagues. I mean, in terms of a movie.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
But Field of Dreams is a movie that could use a sequel. Well, one of the great baseball movies
pitch
ever.
Pitch it to Spike Lee.
Well, I don't know. I've lost his phone number. Oh.
You never had it.
Never had it.
Coming up next. Hey, thank you, Matt, for being in
the
studio.
Oh, God. It's always great being here.
This has been fun. This has been a great conversation. Hey, and thank you so much for the information, the insight on the NFL player thing. Because that to me, I'm just like, man, that coach is lucky. He's lucky that he only ended up with a $100,000 fine.
Lucky. Very, 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 very lucky. You know what? As what is it, Dwight Eisenhower said, I'd rather be lucky than good.
Yes, he did say.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.